Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cakes Auville. That is the foursome. You want to get in touch with us? 800-636-1067 is the number. You can follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio and tweet us if you like. We wanted to get back into the Nationals here. You just heard Earl Forsey mention the fact that they are 1-3. They lose yesterday. Anibal Sanchez was on the mound and gave up a couple homers. They ended up giving up four solo shots, which was enough for the Blue Jays to get the win because the Nationals offense kept getting people in scoring position, but they just couldn't drive them in. 10 runners left in scoring position. And we're wondering, it's 1-3. We don't want to be alarmists, but do you have a little worry about the Nationals? 800-636-1067. When you look at the offense, you've got no Anthony Rendon, and right now you've got no Juan Soto, so it just doesn't seem to be a formidable lineup like they had going last year.
All right, and you got no Zim. We didn't even mention him earlier.
I think you have to wait 10 to 12 games to really worry.
Look, the whole league. I mean, the whole league gets into the playoffs. The whole league gets into the playoffs. So I'm not worried about it now. But it's not going to just turn into this spectacular lineup. Certainly not overnight. I mean, they're just missing too many huge bats from last year. It's going to be a pitching-heavy team, especially starting pitching. You can't have Strasburg miss too many starts. Hopefully he just misses the one.
Yeah, I'd be worried about that.
If
he misses another start, then I'm worried.
But here's the thing about pitchers. You're seeing it. All these pitchers, you don't know what to expect. I mean, Verlander's gone. Kluber's probably gone. Otani looked terrible. There's a bunch of, big Mad Bum looked terrible. A bunch of big-name stars that just haven't looked good because you really don't know what to expect from these guys. But with the Nats, on paper, you know they're going to be pitching heavy. They're not going to score 6-7 runs a game. In the three losses, they've scored a total of four.
Yeah, but I think they've gotten off to a slow start. And while their offense may not be what it is last year, I think we're pounding it way too prematurely.
All right, we'll see.
I mean, look, hold on. Let's just go through. Eaton can hit. Turner can hit. Castro can hit. Cabrera can hit. Robles can hit. Kendrick can hit. Taylor, okay, maybe not so much. Suzuki, our catcher combination is fine. I think Thames can hit. I think we have plenty of bats.
But they lost
just got
all
off
the,
to a slow, slow
they
start.
They lost the power, though. They lost the power.
Okay, it's have to manufacture runs a different way. But those guys can hit. They've left a lot of guys on base. You know,
I'm not saying they're going to finish last in the division. I'm just saying it's a concern, yeah. I would absolutely say that.
You want to get off to a better start, but I wouldn't panic by any stretch. You can't even make large generalizations. You can't make any generalizations yet.
I don't know whether it's true, but somebody tweeted and it's their own little ranking, mm-hmm. and they thought that the Nationals had the fourth best lineup in the National League East.
In the division.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I haven't looked at the other lineups. But I just know that particular line, I mean, those guys I meant, they could all hit.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're mentioning, they can hit. But
they're
right.
You can say that.
They're not great hitters.
I mean, every guy in the majors pretty much can hit.
No, that's not true.
Maybe Victor, maybe Victor Robles is going to have this fantastic year, but, you know, he bats like eighth or ninth in the lineup.
Hey, he's a pretty good eighth hitter.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's an all-star.
Castro is batting. Yes, he can hit okay, but he's not a number three hitter. And they're having to use him as the number three hitter.
Look, they clearly miss Rendon. There's no doubt about it. But you guys are pounding this lineup. It's going to be – I think the lineup will be fine. I honestly do.
Okay, excited.
The average or better.
I was on vacation. We didn't really talk about it. And I know we always do the season win totals, but I went under the 33.5 for the Nats.
Yeah. Okay.
You did it before the season started?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't – do they adjust it, and can you jump in or no? It has to be done before the season.
Got to get it in before the season, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of adjusting, you might want to adjust your shades, Jason. You're almost can't even see you, basically.
Hold on, let me look. Oh, you know what that is? It's the camera on the...
There you go.
That's better.
The sunlight's coming right in on the camera on the computer, sorry.
Right, that's what I was saying, adjust your shades behind you. All right, let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. What do you think of the Nationals off to the 1-3 start? I don't think any of us believe it's a big deal. But I agree with Jason. They should be concerned about the lineup. Now, when Soto comes back, that'll right a lot of the wrongs.
Yeah, and Soto comes back. We didn't even mention Soto.
When's he coming back?
Don't know.
Got to get two positive tests. They got to freaking fly out to Utah. Did you hear that?
I didn't know that.
The blood that they get worked on, the MLB uses a lab out in Utah.
What?
Yes. So imagine that. You got to wait to send it all the way out there. They got to get in line to process it. And then, you know, it just takes forever.
Hold on, this is Major League Baseball. How can they not have an instant result?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, they do have rapid tests.
But I guess for the agreement
or whatever, they don't count. They want the PCR test, not the rapid test.
The learners should fly a private jet with the blood on it to Utah and have it back in four hours.
I wouldn't be surprised if they are, but it's just crazy.
We talked about this yesterday. They should take up space in one of the empty restaurants or whatever on Half Street and just open a lab right there.
I mean, what are they doing?
Well, the problem is the equipment. That's a big problem, the equipment to process all these tests.
Well, bring in the best equipment. They got money. Yeah. I don't get that. Doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm with you.
You got to fly their blood to Utah. What?
Look, here's the thing with Soto. He took the test. He failed the PCR test, but then they immediately gave him those rapid tests, which is a molecular test, I believe, and he passed those. So it leads him to think that these are false positives. But he has to pass the PCR test, I think, twice, right? Does he have to have two negatives to be?
Yes.
He has to have two negatives. He's passed one of them.
He has passed one of them?
He passed yesterday.
Right.
So he has to pass the second one.
I mean, it's just taking forever.
Originally hopeful he'd be back by Thursday is what I'd always heard.
Now, here's a question. They play they're supposed to play the Marlins this weekend. All right, who knows about the Marlins? But there's no way they're going to go travel down to Miami.
Davey talked about it. He said he hopes MLB makes the right decision.
And Marlins come here.
Or that they don't play the Marlins.
they don't play the Marlins at all.
Well, until they get their, you know, their house straight.
Well, it'll only take a day or two to get those donks out of there.
But the bigger issue is those donks knew that their teammates had COVID and they had a team meeting and decided to go out and play anyway. They're going to get fined. They should get fined a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. Like $10 million or more. I mean, that is egregious.
Well, the Phillies even knew. Bryce Harper was wearing a mask on the base pass. He never does that.
Right.
So the Phillies found out that the two guys, at that point, I think there was only two players for the Marlins that were positive. And the Phillies found out and they said, oh, okay, well, we got to protect ourselves. They started wearing masks everywhere.
Yeah, but the two guys that had positives, they weren't playing, right? It was just the rest of the guys on the team that played.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to chance it.
800-636-1067. What do you make of the Nationals' slow start off to the 1-3 start? Of course, we still haven't seen Strasburg on the mound. I believe Austin Voth is on the mound tonight.
How about Austin Voth versus Tanner Roark tonight?
That's right.
Nice. Hmm.
Maybe the Nats bats can wake up against a former teammate.
By the way, nice. I love the fact that these are 6:05 starts, too. Love it.
Let's go to Sean in Columbia on line one. Sean, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, Sean. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Hey, listen, I'm kind of with you with just 1-3, but if they lose two or three more games, if you go into a six-game slide with 60 games, then you're in trouble. You're just going to have to make it up. I just don't see how, you know. And the other thing is, I really don't think, Lurch, you really think that they're going to get through a whole 60-game season? I think they're going to shut it down.
No, I don't believe they will, but got to hope. Just got to hope. Eric thinks they will.
I'm hopeful. I don't necessarily think, but I'm hopeful.
Look, if the Marlins situation is just a one-off, if that's just a one-off and they can rebound from this and then the Marlins are fine, okay. But if it happens to another two or three teams, I say they should probably shut it down.
No, I think it's going to happen to other teams, but as long as it doesn't all happen sort of at one time, I think it'll be okay. They'll manage.
Hey Bickle, you want to cry? Listen to Adam Epstein on Saturday. That is the worst radio I've ever listened to in my life.
That kid has a lot of energy. He's a little clueless.
I ended up the last two Saturdays thinking of you guys, I guess the first Saturday when you guys got the weekend off or whatever. I listened to him both times. He was all right, but I ended up turning over and listening to a rewind on a damn conservative talk show. So.
I think he's the greatest Saturday host in the country.
Okay. I'm kind of with you on that.
He
should soak up all of the shifts.
He should do every Saturday, every Sunday. I love it.
Why don't we just promote the hell out of it all week and just give him that shift?
We should.
You know
he's
what
on
I mean?
Again this weekend.
I mean, we worked weekends. We worked Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes.
Eventually. So why didn't he do Saturday and Sundays?
Well, because they're giving shifts to other people.
Yeah, us.
No, not now.
Lately, they've CK's been great. But, I mean, let's just give it to Adam.
Well, any because, available? Again, you're taking away from some
I don't
want to
take away from them, but I'm saying instead of us.
Right. Well, I don't think we're on the schedule.
We were supposed to be this weekend, but I couldn't do it.
I think he's trying to work Adam up to broadcasting quality levels.
Good. Right. Where are we at on that?
Probably.
On point.
Halfway?
Got a ways to go, I'm sure. He's just ramping up.
Jason, he's killing it.
Hey, he's got a lot of energy. I like the kid.
DK loves him, so.
Yeah. He's as knowledgeable as three quarters of the donks on the radio anyway. Most people are stupid.
He can do every Saturday, every Sunday. Yes, I vote for absolutely. Adam Epstein.
Yeah. Right. Adam in 2020.
Right. Is anybody calling in about the Nats, Drabby, or nobody cares?
Yes. There is someone who's panicking.
There is?
I think that's what the hangout just said.
I think that's who we just talked to.
That's who we just talked to.
Oh, Sean and
Colin. We had literally one person panicking.
Oh, that was it? Oh, okay.
We have Sean and you.
Well, the reality is there's no reason to panic.
I'm not panicking. All I'm saying
is you
guys
are just trashing them like you always do.
No,
early.
I just said
lineup's poop. JP's been talking about the poop lineup for 5 years.
Well, I actually
last
saw somebody...
year he was trashed him because they didn't have Bryce and we weren't going to be able to hit one freaking World Series.
Well, you were trashing Davey Martinez last year. You should see the quotes. You were talking about Davey. Doesn't inspire you. He
it's true, but I didn't lobby to fire him. I always stood by him.
You called him a cuckold.
I said he might be a cuck, but
I might have lobbied to fire him at some point.
I always stood by him. I knew that the manager trick that was silly.
I'm not panicking. I mean, who's panicking? That's ridiculous. One and three. All I'm saying is you can't make up for the losses of Soto and Rendon. Now, Soto could come back in three games.
Yeah, he's gonna.
But if he misses, through this week, and they go 2-4 or 3-3, that's an issue.
He should be back already. I mean, it's a joke.
I agree. You gotta fly the blood to Provo.
Why can't you take like multiple rapid tests and show he just keeps passing them? That's good enough. And he's got a PCR test. Let's go. Let's do this. This is just crazy. Or get a lab on the East Coast.
But I would be more worried about the losses of pitchers, not really Soto. I mean, you can win games 3-2 if your pitchers are there. Strasburg's got to be there.
Right. And you need your bullpen to not blow it like they did the other night. Because the bullpen doesn't blow it, you're 2-2. 1-3 just feels different. It does. So you focus more on the offense, but... if you didn't have Harris and Doolittle blow it the other night, you're 500. 500 will get you in the playoffs.
But look, you win tonight, all right? So then you're 2-3, and then you got Max against Ryu on Wednesday. And then you're all of a sudden you're 500.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll get back to Major League Baseball at 9 o'clock with Bob Nightingale, Radio.com MLB Insider. Then at 9:45, Mike Rabel is going to join us, the co-founder of the Premier Lacrosse League. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com. And I kicked it to the entertainment page, and EB is not there.
Maybe he's furiously prepping the segment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's printing out all those stories.
Yeah. He's feverishly getting the latest scoop for the EP.
Well, I can tell you that today is it's senior picture day at my daughter's school.
Okay.
That's weird.
Pictures are 9:45, and she's got a couple friends over. They're all getting made up. It's just frantic here.
They're all getting primped, right?
Yeah, they're all. It's frantic time.
Yeah, I was like that a lot, too, when I got pictures taken in high school. God, I look at some of those old pictures. I'm like, what was I doing? Did I own a comb? Did I have a brush? I mean, did I care?
I'd love to see that senior picture.
Yeah, but I think
I might have it.
I wouldn't even recognize you.
Hold on, let me see if I can pull it.
I could find one pretty soon. I think you had a flat top senior year. Cakes had a flat top. Pretty confident.
I don't even know where mine is.
I've got 2 year books. I have like junior year and senior year. That's
you know, it's probably down in the basement somewhere. I was thinking about I saw a picture of Steve Garvey the other day, and I'm thinking to myself,
had him in studio like 2-3 years ago.
Right? Didn't I get Steve Garvey to sign an SI while he was
probably
there? Probably. Can't find it. I'm bitter.
It's tilting you.
I was thinking about it for 2 days.
I do have like certain photos and things that I can't find that tilts me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I know it's in the house, but I don't know where. So distraught.
His daughter.
Up on the wall.
His daughter's the new anchor at ABC.
She is.
Oh, that's. I was wondering if she was related to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Is her last name Garvey?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
She's the new sports anchor.
Well, you found a small photo, Cakes?
I did. I found a small. Now, let me just say, I hate the pose that I'm in this picture. I hate its guts.
So this is 1988 Eleanor Roosevelt High School.
Yes, it is. Here we go.
Let me see. Oh, my gosh.
Look at that, Cakes.
Look at that hair.
Who do you look like?
Why did the photographer tell me to put my stupid hand on my stupid chin?
Probably had like a pimple you had to cover up.
I hate this pose.
How did you have that so accessible?
It's like in my office, I just have a stack of like, you know, like kids' photos. And for whatever reason, I had this.
Right.
I had this monstrosity.
Hold on, that's not a bad picture. Actually, you look pretty good.
I'm a handsome fella.
Awful picture. Cakes actually looks better at 50 than he does at 18.
What? He looks handsome right there. He looks good.
His eyes look weird.
What?
They look devilish.
Cakes is a good-looking kid right there.
Come on, man.
No, he's an ugly kid.
Oh,
what?
Oh
my God.
He's an ugly kid. He actually looks better now.
His picture pummels your high school
picture. My high school picture is silly.
All right, put it up.
I will.
Yeah, let's see this proof you're talking about. Come on, look at that fella. No bags. Look at that.
Cakes. I think you look fantastic. You're flexing your high school ring.
My class ring, of course. Yeah.
He kind of had a big forehead already there. I don't know if the hairline was
no.
Dude, what do you
guy
want?
Looks like Cake, James Dean. He looks good.
Cakes looks a million times better now than he did.
What? Hold on. Do a side by side, Cakes. Yeah, I'm going with the young Cakes.
I'm going 1988 Cakes.
Yeah.
That, by the
way, didn't have the periorbital dermatitis.
I haven't had that for years.
He's got the bushiest eyebrows I've ever seen.
I mean, the eyebrows need a trim. There's no doubt about it.
Hold on. Cakes looks like freaking James Dean. He looks good.
James Dean.
Not James Dean, the porn star that you're thinking of.
The best looking man to ever walk on this earth.
He does. His hair and everything.
No,
Cakes
that's
looks
Brad
great.
Pitt. Brad
Come on,
Pitt's
I look bazilli in this picture.
He has a little bit of a big forehead.
He's got a massive forehead.
Pull it back, Cakes, because it's not doing you any favors. No. But not so close to the camera. But put it up.
Right there.
Yeah.
And the flat top is too high.
I think he looks good.
That looks like it was in that tweener stage where you get the flat top and you let it grow out.
It was really grown out. Yeah. Hey, what are you going to do, man? I was 18. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Can we do? Can
I
we...
think you look good there.
Of course I look good. Thank you.
That's nice. It's nice that he did a senior picture with his girlfriend, his right hand.
Right.
Okay, Casanova.
Right. He's doing a lot of joning over there.
He is, man, for
someone who was hog hunting for 4 years.
Hey, Cakes had a girlfriend as a senior in high school, I think.
Yes, it's true.
She went to a different school, right?
Dirty Dancing. 17 times.
A lot of dirty dancing in the theater, yes. It's been well documented.
So dirty in that theater.
Right.
There might have been some dirty things happening. I'm not proud of it.
Were you always just the giver, or were you ever the receiver?
I was always the giver. I was even.
CB, you were gone for the entertainment page read.
We did open up the entertainment page. By the way, shout out to, is it Nat? And the way
yes,
he showed
Nat.
Got another
yes,
delivery.
It's our friend Nat.
That's Blueberry.
Have we met Nat? Maybe.
I have met him? I have not met him.
Yeah.
Though I would not be averse to flying out to California to tour the facilities to see what it's all about.
Like we did with Sam Adams. Right?
Sure. Sure.
We may have met Nat way back when we worked at HFS, actually.
We did?
I just remember texting him like he's a listener from way back in the HFS years, so maybe at an HFS event.
All right.
Well, that's 15 years ago. Yeah.
I understand that. I'm just...
Can't be held hostage to that case.
I just want to meet his cases of Wave Soda every month.
Well, did you hear? This is the greatest promo ever. Pete should get a lifetime supply of this and be like their Jared without the sex stuff.
Without being put in prison.
Right. Pete's lost 16 pounds from just drinking Waves. That's the only thing he's changed.
Oh, so he cut out Cokes and...
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Swapped in the Wave Soda.
And then somebody linked to me and I saw the video of him where he was unboxing his ring.
Yeah.
And he looks svelte and silly.
I mean, he's cutting out a negative 140 basically every time in calories whenever he drinks a Wave Soda instead of a Coke.
And how many was he drinking a day? Like six?
Oh, he's drinking multiple.
He pounds them.
Right. The only thing I'm pounding now is coffee. I'm drinking, since Alex gave us this big ass coffee thing, it was a bad move. Because you could fit almost six cups in here.
I'm drinking a pot of coffee every single day.
Well, how many cups are in your pot?
I fill it all the way to the top. 12. 12? Now it might be 12 6-ounce cups.
Cakes, but we're going to stroke out.
I'm good. Ticker's good.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of rings, is the Papa going to get a ring?
Oh, you mean
do I get hoard? Do I get hoard?
Yeah, you're going to probably get hoard. I'll probably get two.
Do I get hoard because I was on vacay, Cahill?
Yeah, you get hoard. We gave it to Valdez.
Yeah, I think you're out, man.
Where exactly is my ring?
I'd assume CK has
CK
it.
CK probably has it.
Is it at his house or his office?
Probably his house.
Oh,
okay.
Because he means
I'll go drive to his house today.
It's worth it.
You should.
It's
if CK's
silly.
Listening, text me your address and I'll drive to your house today and pick it up.
I'm gonna do the rest of the show with my ring right there on the mic cover.
Hey, I wanted to show you a pic. This is the only young picture I have in my office.
Are we
this
all gonna show young pictures of ourselves?
Well, this is my Richmond picture, but hold on, this is team picture.
Right.
Hold on.
All right.
Well, I mean, you have so much glare.
So much glare. Which one's you, Rick?
I'm right. Number here. 3?
Just look for the white guy.
No, 31? There's all a bunch of them.
I'm kidding.
What was your number, Hurting?
31, right there.
Where? Oh, on the
31.
Left.
Can
right,
you see
right.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the guy that stole your stuff out of your...
he's down here somewhere. Where? He's on the other side. He's
on the front row?
Where's Coach Tyrant?
No, that was just team.
So, hold on.
Yeah. So, why don't you tell the story of what your teammate did?
So, above me is Kenny Atkinson right here. He's coach of the Nets, got fired, remember?
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not on mic.
That's
fine. But I can't. The picture's too big.
I can hear him.
Yeah, the guy who stole things from me was in the first row. But you know what? Nicest guy in the world. I was shocked that he did.
He just had a little thief.
Yeah, he had a little kleptomania.
That happens to people.
Like to steal
things.
It
may have happened to me at one point in my life.
Cakes yeah, I mean, Cakes steal is a total thief.
Many, many moons
well
ago.
Well documented. Cakes stole from every job he ever worked at.
Incorrect.
All right, what job did you not steal
from? Never stole from Toys R Us.
Okay, but you find because you were in management. Any job where you were just a hired gun?
Yes.
Stole from?
It sounds terrible to say, but yes. No, I will say I did not steal from the Washington Post when I was a paper boy.
Well, how could I have
stolen? Yeah, I just didn't
steal a paper. No, but you did what I did. You did what I did. You would collect in advance.
I didn't
sometimes.
Really do that. I mean, I think I was on my collection hustle like on a regular month by month basis. But a lot of the other gigs that I did, yes, stole from.
I never stole from, I never stole postage or chairs from CBS, ever.
Right. Never happened. Never, ever. You know what, though, Jason? Here's where you're off the hook. That was a different company.
Right.
That was a completely different company you worked for.
Correct the mundo.
All right, let me give you a few stories on the EP. We never got to this one the other day, but I wanted to. Gwyneth Paltrow apparently recently revealed that Rob Lowe's wife, of all people, is the one that taught her how to perform a certain sex act, Cakes, back when she was like 16 years old. And Rob Lowe's wife, who is, I believe, like a makeup artist, at the time was like dating Keanu Reeves. I guess she was on some of these like movie sets. Gwyneth said that she saw that Gwyneth was like sneaking cigarettes behind, you know, like her trailer and that kind of thing. And Rob Lowe's future wife, which she just thought was the coolest chick around, and she would sneak her cigarettes and probably weed and taught her how to perform a certain act, Cakes.
Gave her sex tips when she was 16. Yes, she didn't feel bad about that. It's kind of weird.
And shocker, one of Rob Lowe's kids went on social media and said this is basically like the worst day of his life, hearing about his mom.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's got to be mega awkward.
Teaching Gwyneth Paltrow how to do something that Amy loves to do.
What?
Well, yeah, of course.
That's quite a tip in right there at the end.
Yeah, well, why not, Kate? It's too easy.
What's the story about Paltrow commenting on Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's divorce? Do you know anything about this?
Angelina Jolie.
I don't know. Is that a news? That's a news story? I don't know that.
I just punched her name into Google and it came up. 1 hour ago, she said something. I don't know. I got to read the story.
By the way, very late movie review. You guys will laugh. I saw Fight Club for the first time a few nights ago with my youngest son. 3.5 cake batters. It was good, but very weird. Good, but weird.
Which movie was this?
Fight Club.
Oh, Fight Club. Jeez.
Thanks for the timely review.
By the way, when you see a movie like that, I mean, Fight Club, I'm guessing, is 20 years old, if not more. Really dated by the technology. No cell phones. People using, like, rotary dial phones, fax machines. Takes you back. Takes you way back.
Now, Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news again because I guess she's got more weird items on her Goop website. Let me see. She's also, I guess, she's doing, what is she? She's posting something about encouraging people to vote with Robert Downey Jr. And then I guess when they ask about about her candles, if she has a new candle, because, you know, she has the candle that I think we got, right? Didn't we get the candle? The name of it is This Smells Like My Vagina. Didn't we get that candle?
Yes, we got it.
Well, has it ever been burned yet, or is it still in the box?
No, I think it's still in the box.
Now, this is just a joke, right? She's not doing this one, right, Valdez?
I'm not sure, because there are some crazy things on her website.
Because she says she has a new candle, and it smells like her, and it starts with the letter T. It smells like her, and not like her boobs.
Right.
So, think...
Does it rhyme with paint?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be a weird smell.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know why Valdez puts this on my EP. He puts this on my EP.
Well, you read it. There's a million other stories there, but that's the one that you're drawn to.
No, I believe it's... Okay, it's the second story you gave me.
Is there's every no, story I mean, about no, Gwyneth Paltrow?
There's no particular order to the
when
EP.
You send me stories, I look at I base it on the order.
No, there's no hierarchy.
I always assume.
Aren't you the editor-in-chief?
There's no
hierarchy.
Aren't
you in control of your own entertainment
page? I am. I didn't do it first. But I do. I do.
Eric's really not in control of the EP.
I'm totally in control.
No, you're not.
I'm totally in control.
You never do it, and you never do any of the good stories.
I prefer you to accumulate most of the stories, and when I don't like them, I find my own. We went through, Jason, oh, you weren't here. We went through some of the songs from Taylor Swift's surprise album, Folklore. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I mean, it sounds like, you know, Taylor
Let
Swift,
me guess.
But
hit,
it's kind of stripped
hit,
down.
Hit.
Well, it's no, it's different because it's stripped down. It's more like, I guess.
I don't think you're going to like it, Jason.
You might not like it. It's more.
It's not as poppy. It's more like her with a guitar
In fact,
and a piano, and that's about it.
I think some of the production is awful, actually.
Really?
But it's killing. It's
well,
breaking
she just producing
Spotify
it out of her house?
And Apple Music streaming records all over the place. It even sold 1.3 million copies in an era when nobody sells anything. Green was the color of the grass where I used to read at Centennial Park. I mean, this is great.
It's a great song.
This sounds great. This is classic, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if she does something
sounds
like that,
a,
I'm going to like it.
It sounds more of her, like her country upbringing.
But some of the stuff, I didn't like the way it was produced. I just thought it was kind of sounded muddled and muffled and ugh, I didn't like it. But it did 80 million streams on Spotify. Think about that.
That sounds like a lot. It sounds like a boatload.
In like, I don't know. Less than 4 days. And in the first 24 hours, I believe, it did 35 million streams on Apple Music.
EB, because she's the biggest star on the planet. She's the biggest pop star on the planet.
I still like looking at her. I just like looking at her, going on YouTube, looking at live concerts. I like it.
Well, Anthony Fauci's in the news here, and people are, you know, I think he has the fastest selling or the highest selling Topps card in, I don't know, maybe like in history or something. They put, somehow they captured him like a millisecond after it released from his hand before it went in the dirt. And they made it a special commemorative card and they sold a ton of them. I don't know how, I guess like on the website or something. But now Valdez is saying, he sent me the story here where the Wall Street Journal says he completely destroyed his arm playing catch, shocker, in the days before. Remember we said,
he was
when
practicing.
Anytime somebody tells you that you're going to throw a pitch, you know, you're going to throw the first pitch out at a game, because we've all done it, everybody plays a little catch with somebody for a few days before to make sure you don't botch it.
Right.
I did not.
He is saying,
you're not a man if you can't throw a ball within 5 feet of another human from 20 feet away.
Don't disagree, but everybody usually plays a little catch before. And he did, and he said his arm was hanging around his shoes by the time it got to the point for him to throw out that opening pitch. And he said, here's his quote, instead of doing my normal motion of just lobbing the ball, I thought I better put a little oomph into it, and I did, and you saw what happened. So there's probably some truth to it. He probably tried to throw it a little harder than he could. And that's why he held on to it too long and threw it right in the dirt. I'm going to give the guy a break. He's almost 80 years old. He's in great shape. It is what it is. But it is funny that that Topps captured him just – I mean, if anybody's seen the picture, you would think there's no way they can make that out – they could turn that into a baseball card. But they caught it in the millisecond that it was in the air.
Well, maybe you can collect some and you can put them right with your Craig Worthingtons.
I wonder if I still have those.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, we got
anybody
Bob
want
Nightingale.
Them? Let me know.
We will talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball coming up at 9 o'clock with Bob Nightingale, MLB Insider for Radio.com. Coming up next, what's happening in the NFL with players dropping like flies before the season even starts. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I mentioned what's going on in the NFL. Drab, I think, sent us something about the Patriots. And we talked earlier in the show about Caleb Brantley from the Redskins defensive lineman opting out for the season. It seems like there's a rash of guys on the Patriots who are opting out. Running back Brandon Bolden is planning to sit out. Linebacker Deontay Hightower, offensive tackle Marcus Cannon, a fullback, a center. Is this a sign of things to come here in the NFL? I remember a few weeks back when we connected with the doctor for the NFLPA, the medical director of the NFLPA, you know, he brought up something that we weren't necessarily thinking about at the time, is that so many NFL players and college football players are in that high-risk category because of sleep apnea, because of being overweight. You know, a lot of them have a ton of muscle, but a lot of them still are overweight. So many of these guys are choosing to opt out.
Well, yeah, I mean, and then you just look at what happened in baseball. I mean, those guys aren't in a bubble. If they were forced to be in a bubble, which they're not going to be, I mean, you'd feel better about it. But if they're going to be out and about, traveling all the time, long season. You know, Lachan Fora wrote a whole story on CBS Sports about the fact that he's been talking to GMs and they don't think there's a chance they're going to get 16 games in. Maybe 10 or 12 max. I mean, you can't feel good.
If they get through 10 or 12, they're going to finish it off.
Maybe.
I don't see how they wouldn't.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
And what if an entire offensive line gets it, you know, on a Thursday before a Sunday game or right. a Saturday game?
You better have a lot of guys in reserve. They better expand those rosters.
I mean, would you put Pat Mahomes behind five backup linemen?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
That's an issue. Well, then maybe you just bench him. But I think they're just going to have a deeper pool of guys, and they're going to try to plow through it. Now, maybe D and the NFLPA finally reaches a point where they say it's just, you know, we don't feel safe, and we're going to stop this. But there are going to be outbreaks, 100%. There's no way of getting around it.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be outbreaks.
Wait till all those kids go back to schools.
Hightower, who became a dad for the first time this month, was set to make a base salary of $8 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to receive that $150,000 stipend.
Right.
And his contract will toll to the 2021 season.
He's taking a $7.9 million salary cut.
That's quite a haircut. That is a real haircut that he's taking.
If you feel like your health is in jeopardy, I mean, your health comes first.
Well, he's got a 2-week-old, and he said, "Look, me and my fiance are just more concerned with the health of our family than football, especially the new addition to our family."
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
But like I said, there's five guys now.
They do have
a couple.
I might risk it for 7.9.
I think it might be three starters that the Patriots.
Well, Cannon's definitely a starter. Who were the other guys you mentioned?
Bolden is not a starter, but he's like a depth guy.
He's a depth guy.
Here's what is it Hightower that we're talking about here? Mm-hmm. Here's what he could
do. Hightower's a starter.
If he want, or whoever this is, who had the $8 million that he's passing on?
Hightower.
Hightower.
Yeah.
I mean, for $8 million, I would probably stay away from my family for 4 months, even if I had a 2-week-old, for $8 million. But that's just me. So, I mean, there are various ways you could do it. He doesn't need to. He doesn't feel compelled to for whatever reasons. That's fine, and I respect it completely. But if it was me and someone said, "Here you go, EB. You got $8 million. You got a pregnant wife, and you got an infant, and your mom's got, MS and everything." Yeah. I would be like, "Okay, I'm going to go make this $8 million.
Right.
I just won't see you guys for a few months."
I mean,
I would do.
He's made like basically $20 million over the last two seasons, and maybe he's done really well with his money and saved the bulk of it, and he's able to bypass $7.5 million.
Yeah, and I'm not disrespecting him. He's made a personal choice, and I respect it completely. But, I mean, there is a way he could do it, if he was worried about the health of his family. Just stay away from
is there
him.
Any
Go
way
rent,
the
rent
NFL,
a hotel somewhere or something.
Is there any way the NFL could all of a sudden morph their season to a bubble? So you play in like four cities in Wyoming. I don't care where you play it.
Right. It was pretty late to come up with that.
Somewhere, well, you'd have to delay the start, certainly.
Could they do it? Yes, of course. They have the resources to be able to do it. That's a lot of logistical stuff to move around.
Right, and you'd be
I'm not
forcing,
sure they could do it this late, Jason.
You'd be forcing 60 players or more to stay in one city essentially for 6 months.
I don't think the NFLPA would ever go for it.
I kind of like the idea, though, Jason.
Well, I mean, that's what the NBA and NHL did.
Yeah, and think about what Major League Baseball did with realigning the divisions. So you find some hub cities in the safer states right now, the ones that aren't hot zones, and you get, I don't know, maybe you could have six, maybe you could have eight, and they just play division games. I don't know. We're desperate to watch NFL football.
Or the alternative is you just deal with it. You know you're going to get some positive tests. You have to replace those guys. You just deal with it, and you forge ahead. I mean, if there's not going to be a vaccine for another 6 months, maybe longer, a year, I mean, we have to deal with it anyway.
I don't know. I like the idea.
I think they're banking on that, Jason.
I like the idea of the hub city, Jason. I like the thinking out of the box.
It's not really out of the box because the other sports are doing it.
But we haven't talked about it with the NFL.
If logistically it's possible. Could you do it? I mean, could you do it in four different cities or six different cities in the middle of nowhere, and you change the schedule and you play, you know, you don't play 16 games, you play 12, but you keep all those guys in that one city. You don't have to travel. I don't know.
And maybe you push back the start of the season to October.
They already
were going to start, like you said, padded practices weren't starting till mid-August anyway. I know today is technically the day when training camps start. Yep. In the NFL, but nobody's practicing. They're just showing up for COVID tests.
Well, they're certainly not hitting. They're not going to hit until August 17th.
That's not going to happen for a while.
I mean, think about that. August 17th will be their first padded practice. In a normal year, their first padded practice is what? August 1st, 2nd?
Probably, yeah.
And they've already played two preseason games by August 17th.
Yep. It's going to be a bizarre season.
Yeah. The world's bizarre.
All right, well, we're going to return.
It's the most bizarre world ever.
The world, I'm going to change the terminology. The world is awful.
Well, we will talk a little baseball because at least right now you do have a season, although the Marlins have issues and have canceled a couple of games. Bob Nightingale, MLB insider for Radio.com, will join us next as we talk some baseball here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.